Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurial Secrets. My name is Ryan Peterson, and let's kick it to the intro.
We live in pretty crazy times, and I'm not talking about a virus. I'm talking about a modern global economy that is shifting all around us, an expanding government that is printing money, and unemployment numbers that have not been seen in modern history. But what does this mean for us? I see it as an opportunity. A calling to solve the problems around us. It is my philosophy that in life, we always have a choice. You can stay down or get back up. But when you choose to get back up, you're choosing the path less traveled. The path where failure and growth are required and progression is the only outcome. Look, I'm no expert and I'm definitely not your guru, but join me as I learn what it takes to be a change maker, a leader, a visionary. An entrepreneur. My name is Ryan Peterson, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Secrets.
Okay, today I want to talk about something just a little bit different, and it really has to do with some big influencers in the entrepreneurial, online marketing, even marriage and relationship space. And the people I'm talking about, if you don't already know, are Rachel and Dave Hollis. Rachel has the number two podcast pretty consistently in the top five podcasts in the entrepreneurial space, which is great. She has some amazing stuff. She's written like, I think, 9 best-selling books. She just submitted her 10th book to the publishers. So, I mean, congratulations to her. She is a hustler and she has done some amazing things. But Rachel and Dave Hollis have done a lot of good in the world in trying to help people with their marriages. And they have full-on conferences that, you know, range between $1,000 to $1,500 a ticket just to, you know, come talk about marriage, how to strengthen your marriage, the struggles they've been through and made it through to have such a great marriage. But they just announced, yesterday or 2 days ago that they're getting divorced and that they're super excited for the next phase of life, and the relationship just ran its course, that they're going to be great co-parents and great co-business partners, you know, and move things along. It was a very interesting thing to have announced because they've made a lot of money from helping people with relationships. Now, I'm not here to talk poorly about Rachel or Dave Hollis. I know a lot of people love Rachel. I love a lot of the stuff she has put out. And Dave's done a lot of great things as well, her soon-to-be ex-husband. But the issue that I see here is not that they're getting divorced. The issue that I see here is that they were lying to a lot of the people they were talking to, that they were profiting from. And it doesn't show the greatest ethics in entrepreneurship, in business. And so when you're, especially when you're trying to be kind of a lifestyle, influencer of sorts, it really comes in poor taste to hold marriage conferences and then, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, but then have a Instagram post that says, you know, our marriage has been falling apart for the last couple of years and we've just been growing apart. And so we just decide it's best that we part ways, but we're going to remain co-parents and yada, yada, yada. It comes in very poor taste. So, the principle here though, that I'm trying to get at, the lesson, I guess, that I'm trying to get at here is that there's a quote by David O. McKay. It's one of my favorite quotes. I'm going to read the full quote, not just the snippet that everyone likes to quote. But it says, "The home is the first and most effective place to learn the lessons of life. Truth, honor, virtue, self-control, the value of education, honest work, and the purpose and privilege of life. Nothing can take the place of home in rearing and teaching children, and no other success can compensate for failure in the home." That last part is what most everyone loves to quote, and it is the part I'm really trying to quote. Nothing can take the place of home in rearing and teaching children, and no other success can compensate for failure in the home. The success that Rachel and Dave Hollis have had has been immense. I mean, they're bringing in millions, if not tens of millions of dollars a year in revenue from their business. They have podcasts that rank super high on entrepreneurship and business categories, which is hard to rank. I mean, that is one of the most competitive categories in the podcasting space. And they've had so much success, in a sense, outside the home. But where it mattered, they were lacking. And I know that this is just a matter of opinion. I know that there's probably going to be some people that say, oh, well, that, you know, their kids are going to be fine. I'm a child of divorce, or, you know, or whatnot. But, and I love Rachel and Dave Hollis. I've followed them for some time. I've read parts of some of Rachel's books that they're geared a lot more towards women. But I think that there's a lesson to be learned here. And that is that when we're pursuing business accolades or, you know, a successful career in, you know, whatever it is that we're trying to pursue, I think that it is a huge mistake if we neglect those relationships most important to us. There's a really great talk. It's a little commencement, like graduation speech by a valedictorian. And I cannot remember his name for the life of me, but I know that the talk itself is called the 16th second. And he talks about how he received the award for valedictorian. He knew that he was in the running for valedictorian, you know, months and months before they actually gave the award out. And he didn't realize that he had wanted that award until they said, you're in the running for it. And so for months, like 8 or 9 months, he dedicated himself to winning this award of valedictorian at their private school that, you know, it was just a high school graduation, I believe. But he finally got the award of valedictorian. He was so excited. At the award ceremony, they announced his name for valedictorian, and he talks about how he was just through the roof, excited, you know, 15 seconds of fame, so excited for this. He'd worked so hard. He had sacrificed relationships and time with friends and time with family and being kind to others just at the pursuit of this goal. And he gets this award, and the 15 seconds are over, and he said he felt nothing. He felt empty. He felt like it was a waste of time. And he goes on to talk about a little bit how he kind of regrets ever pursuing the goal of being a valedictorian. And he says, in that 16th second, I knew that I was unhappy, that this prize of valedictorian was not what brought me happiness, but that it was the relationships around me that bring me happiness, and I had neglected them and done a horrible job at nourishing those relationships over the last, you know, 8 months. And I encourage all of you to go look up this speech of his. You can find it online. I guarantee if you just Google the 16th second commencement speech, you'll find it. You know, valedictorian, the 16th second. And it is so good. I mean, no accomplishment, this constant pursuit of accomplishments and accomplishments and accomplishments will lead to no avail when we aren't truly focusing on the things that matter in our life. And so, you know, I know this podcast, my goal of it in this podcast is really talk about entrepreneurship, business, the pursuit of that, the secrets to success. And I think one of the biggest secrets that we tend to neglect are the secrets of relationships, the ones around us, and the importance that those bring. You know, our country's going through some crazy times right now, and I did a Facebook Live yesterday about how I truly believe that the problems our country is facing can be solved in the home. You know, I mean, we have cities trying to defund their police departments and essentially replace those police departments with social services, with more money towards social services, which, you know, try all you will, but I don't think that's going to solve any issues or any problems. It's a Band-Aid. It's a facade of a success. And because social services cannot replace what should be taught in the home, even though that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, in my opinion, they're trying to bring government in and replace what the family is supposed to do. A strong family unit that is raising kids in the right way is being replaced, in a sense, by government agencies, government-funded programs, and it's really hurting our country. So anyway, think about what you're trying to accomplish in life and ask yourself if in the 16th second you're going to be happy. After you've reached what you're trying to get, you know, in that 16th second, are there loving people surrounding you and supporting you and there for you? Were you there for them? And so that's, I guess that's my message for today, is really focus on what matters and not what you think matters. Because I think sometimes we get this thought in our mind that success, recognition, money, those are the things that matter, but that's truly not. Ask anyone in a retirement home and they'll tell you that money does not matter. I'm a father to a beautiful, you know, almost 2-year-old, and we have one on the way. I don't know if we've announced that publicly, so maybe this is the first time that we're announcing it publicly. We've only really told family, but we're expecting another child in November, and I'm so excited for it. I love playing with my little girl at night, and I get off work and I will play with her until she goes to bed. After she goes to bed, you know, I work. I'll work on this podcast. I'll work on different things that I'm doing. And I try to spend a couple nights a week with just my wife and I and focusing on our relationship. But I'm not perfect. I know that I could do better at focusing on my own relationships. In no way am I using this podcast to say, you know, look at me. I'm really trying to say that this is something that I'm learning, is that the most important things in our life are those closest to us, are the relationships around us. And my goal is to not neglect those. I don't want to get to the end of my life and have those type of regrets. And so I'm really trying hard, and I encourage you to try the same. So look, I've enjoyed talking to you guys tonight, and hopefully you got something of value out of this podcast. And I look forward to doing many, many more of these with you. It really helps if you rate and review the podcast. I'm trying to rank in the first 90 days here on the podcast. So look, wherever you're at, go leave it a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 star. I'd hope it's a 5 star, but you know, if you thought this is horrible, leave me a 1 star and give me a review. Tell me what you thought of the podcast. What did you like? What don't you like? It really helps me out getting feedback. And you all have a wonderful day. Talk to you next time.
Hey, wasn't that great? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something of value out of today's episode. I recently reached out to a number of marketing and sales experts to see what they were doing to be in the top 1% of entrepreneurs. Now, a lot of them got back to me, and I was able to interview them and ask them what secrets and strategies they were using in their business. A lot of these entrepreneurs are doing 7 figures a year and really know their stuff. The responses I received were astonishing. In fact, they were so mind-blowing that I decided to turn my video interviews with them into a free virtual summit. If you want to watch the summit for free and learn what strategies the top 1% of entrepreneurs are using to market and sell their products, then head over to 1%summit.com. Again, that is 1%summit.com to get your free ticket to the virtual summit.